It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, well, we're going to have to stop here, I guess. Don't know what to do, so we'll have to talk with you next week, and hopefully that guest will show up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You remember how Matt Damon said that there were degrees
right.
of offenses, and yes. then Matt Damon took it in the ass for that?
God.
This is Marconi award-winning.
Get kicked in the ass for that.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I meant.
So shocking.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Yes, the e-brake brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. For the most part, we hear examples of work here on the Ticket, broadcasting here from Sports Radio 1310. But sometimes we bring in other radio stations. We have several siblings in our Cumulus family that we hear from time to time.
Station.
And that includes our sister station with the straw hat. This one also howls the wolf. It was time to do traffic, and traffic man Bill thought he was off the air when he said this.
On I-30 westbound at Westmoreland, the left lane's blocked by a wreck. Eastbound, it's also affecting the left HOV lane in Arlington. On I-20 westbound approaching East Loop 820, an accident blocks the right lane. That's why it's heavily backed up onto 287. Keep your car running newer, longer. Damn.
It's back.
Drops a GD bomb at the end of traffic. That was a little odd, I would imagine, on your commute to work to hear that.
So what's the story behind it?
I don't know.
There's no way that was live.
Yeah, that had to have been taped.
That's what we're thinking, that maybe he taped and he thought he messed up.
Gave the wrong recording number to the person who had to play it on the air.
When he goes to a restaurant, do you think he orders at the same voice?
Okay, man.
Hey, he's just doing his job.
He's got a great job. I mean, he's got a great voice.
You could have worded it that way.
Right.
Well, I was getting to that point. He just didn't let me say it right away.
He's got the voice God gave him, sir.
It's a great one.
Okay.
I wish I had that voice.
Say, hey, that guy has a great voice.
All right.
If he's happy with the voice God gave him, though, why is he cursing the Lord?
Yeah. What about that? All right, one more.
Perhaps we were just hearing the beginning of a prayer. He was begging God to dam up the rivers that are going to overflow in North and South Carolina.
Indeed.
On I-30 westbound at Westmoreland, the left lane's blocked by a wreck. Eastbound, it's also affecting the left HOV lane in Arlington. On I-20 westbound approaching East Loop 820, an accident blocks the right lane. That's why it's heavily backed up onto 287. Keep your car running newer, longer. Damn.
It's back.
It's back. No pickles and onions on that, please.
You're doing it again, man.
What? I'm just trying to.
Trying
what
to
would
what?
What would it sound like if he ordered something?
Well, we don't need to know that.
Okay, I thought you might find that interesting. Sorry, sue me. He's candidate number one, Traffic Man Bill. Candidate number two is Corby Davidson. Back once again. He was trying to say the word fantastic, and somehow he said an F word that ended with a G, and it stopped down everything when he did this live spot.
It's a great place to live. All different age groups. You have the dump that.
What? The hell?
You have the fantastic pool scene. You have the different sports leagues.
God bless.
If you got a different situation as far as where you're living right now and you want to get out.
Sounds like a lot of good points being made there. And, of course, you've got the different sports leagues.
Is the client happy when laughing and screaming breaks out in the middle of a live spot?
No. I don't think a client is ever happy when a host has to yell, dump that, in the middle of it. Live spot.
They're not happy about that whatsoever. But Corby is candidate number two. And then there's candidate number three. All sorts of e-brake alarms went off earlier this week. When Corby was doing the Paul McCartney story that we've mentioned several times on this show, where Paul and his friends were having group...
What?
Anyway,
pardon me?
Corby tells the story.
What you're talking about.
Corby tells the story, and then Rhines stopped down everything with this.
He went into further detail saying that the five boys, boys encouraged each other to shout various names of celebrities during the group masturbation session.
For encouragement purposes.
Right.
David Burrell.
So as he says...
All right, I'm done.
Why'd you start with him, damn it? He said we would just scream things like, Bridget Bardot, woo! And then everyone would thrash a bit more.
Lana Turner.
9/11.
Woo!
I mean...
What?
It's like...
Oh, my. Just a talking point.
No, it's not a talking point at all. I've never been so confused and disappointed in someone.
You thought you had it bad with Dan.
Yeah.
This feels...
Welcome to our world.
Boy, the pride that Dan gets when he knocks one into the upper deck. I feel it from Mike right now. He's very, very pleased with what just went down.
And I should have mentioned Bob was riding shotgun. They were down in the plaza for Drop Your Pants. And this was on Tuesday. On
I got to say, Mike has a good point, though.
What would that be?
Well, we're encouraged to never forget. And oftentimes, during those moments of self-pleasure, I think people are forgetting 9/11. They're not thinking about it, and they're blocking it out. But our job is to never forget.
I like how he tries to escape with saying it's a talking point.
Yeah. There is no escape from that, Mike.
I'm quite shocked still.
We all are.
What?
I hadn't heard that until now.
Well, those are your three candidates. Traffic Bill, Corby, or Mike. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Special phone call from Lower Heaven.
Oh, hey, it's Coco.
Calling from the miracle of the voice telegraph.
Just vote.
The voice telegraph. Hmm.
Coco's sad.
Oh, why is Coco sad?
Hurricane Florence.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Yeah, Hurricane Florence.
Scary storm.
Got
it'll be
upset.
Okay.
She's only Category 1 now.
Oh,
yeah, but it's...
Every time Coco call in, Gordo, you disappear.
No, I don't disappear. I'm the one talking to you.
Just vote.
Why, Gordo? Hey, Coco.
What did he say?
What?
Why Gordo hate Coco?
I don't hate Coco. I love
you, Coco. I hate
Coco,
but just vote.
I love you, Coco.
The ghosts of Mussolini and Paul the Apostle told Coco to vote for intern Samuel Thomas A-hole.
Not a candidate.
Jeez, what a waste of time.
Did you hear Norm's Coco? It was actually pretty funny this week.
No, I didn't hear it.
It was kind of good, yeah.
Oh, we need to hear that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. Hey, Gordon, any chance we could bring back Mexican Junior's poetry?
No.
And I'd like to vote for Corby.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'd love to bring back Mexican Junior's poetry. Yeah.
It was genius.
It was genius.
Today's climate, I don't think that's possible. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I want to give a shout-out to Gordo for his parade today, and I want to vote for Old Gray Wolf.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The British cigarette Corby.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Shout out to Angry Midget in China and give me Corby.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, Musers. I was hoping to get a little advice.
Okay.
My wife asked me to bring her home some dinner tonight, and I was wondering if you thought chicken wings might be a good idea.
Yeah, or maybe, chicken tenders from Raising Cane's. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
I would like to vote responsibly for the Bandits decomposing Merkin.
No, it's talking about Burt Reynolds there.
Man, that's too soon. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I'd like to vote for homophobic Corby and Hugh Brown.
Okay. Hello, You're voting in the e-break.
Am I on IM Radio?
Hey, yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hey, Nathan. I want to vote for Snake, Al Davidson, and more cocoa, please. Go Red Raiders.
Thank you. Okay, love you, too. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Wow. I can't believe this one, actually.
No, it's a little surprising.
It's a great place to live. All different age groups. You have the Dump that.
What? The hell?
You have the fantastic pool scene. You have the different sports leagues.
God bless.
So, if you got a different situation as far as where you're living right now and you want to get out of it.
Yeah, I thought Ryan's were getting more votes, too, but Corby sweeps his way to another win.
Hmm. So, where is he on the all-time list? He's got to be getting up there, right? Right behind Norm?
No, not right behind Norm, but he's fifth.
Who's behind Norm?
Excuse me, fourth. Right behind Norm, that would be...
Who's behind Norm pounding on his back door?
Got to be Ja, right?
Ja, right behind him.
Mm-hmm. George Dunham.
Yeah, this was the 60th win for Corby, back-to-back, and he leads Burt Reynolds by 60.
It's tough to go back-to-back.